Franke. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, October 9th, 1903. Elder Franke. I have always taken a special interest in you and your family. You have made earnest, painstaking efforts to stand before the world and present the word of truth. Were you wholly consecrated to God, your work would be a power for good. But you have not always labored in a way that God can approve. You have some traits of character that unfit you to deal wisely with human minds. You do not work in a way that will produce the best results. You have chosen to work in a way that wears yourself out and absorbs a large amount of means. This expensive outlay of means has been presented before you in its true bearing, and you have been told that such a way of working is not in harmony with the will of God. Your expensive and peculiar methods of labor may appear at first to make a strong impression on the people, but they soon reach the conclusion that the display is made to call attention to yourself and your wife and children. The large expenditure of means is not in harmony with the solemn truths presented. Self has been placed on exhibition. The excitement under which you work is injuring your brain and wearing away your life forces. Your inconsistencies are becoming more and more marked. You act from impulse. Your perverse temperament, together with the sentiments and influence of your family, leads you to think that you are not given the honor that you deserve. You bring in discord and contention. This is bringing such heavy burdens upon the cause that it must be dealt with. Elder Daniels has labored with you. Elder Haskell has labored for you in brotherly love to save you from ruining your influence. He has felt that you have capabilities which, if kept under the discipline of God, would accomplish much good. Your physical habits lead to wrong moral habits. The violation of right habits of eating, drinking, and dressing is displeasing to God and is disqualifying you for the gospel ministry. Whatever disturbs the harmonious action of one part of the body lessens the efficiency of the whole. The susceptibilities are paralyzed, and the truth loses its sanctifying influence on the soul. Wrong physical habits injure the brain, and the whole system becomes deranged. An effort may be made to brace the wearied nerves by taking stimulants, but this will not remove the difficulty. Unless a decided change is made, unless there is an intelligent recognition of the necessity of giving the brain rest instead of stimulants, the human agent will lose his self-control and will disgrace the cause of God by accusing his brethren unjustly. This you have done again and again. The course you are following will result in dishonor to the truth unless you make a change. You present the truth to large congregations, and if there are those who accept the truth under your labors, you endeavor to bind them to yourself as if they were your property. This is contrary to the word of God. The minister who becomes filled with the idea that he is able of himself to gain success in the work of God, and who draws people to himself instead of to Christ, refusing to take the humble position that every minister of the gospel should take, is greatly dishonoring God.